As scientists race to understand the new Omicron COVID-19 variant and national leaders take action to protect their populations, the UN World Health Organization once again urged caution Tuesday with a reminder of the available precautions that could be used to stop the virus from spreading further. During a briefing in Geneva at the agency's headquarters, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier told reporters that as there is not a full picture of the variant and it is not known how well existing vaccines are working, he urged to use the measures that are known to work. He said that includes mask wearing whenever possible and advisable, as long as you're in a room with more than one person, ventilating a room if possible and as often as possible, and keeping the normal hand and body hygiene practices in place. Britain is among the nations following the WHO's advice, making masks mandatory once again in retail shops and on public transportation. Britain Monday also made booster shots available to all adults. Health officials in Japan and France, meanwhile, confirmed their first cases involving the Omicron variant Tuesday, joining a growing list of nations that include Britain, Canada, Scotland, Australia, Austria, Spain, and Sweden. The emergence and rapid spread of Omicron has prompted pharmaceutical company Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel to warn the world's existing COVID-19 vaccines may be less effective against the new variant compared to Delta or earlier variants. Bancel made the comments in an interview with the Financial Times. But scientists at the University of Oxford, which developed a vaccine in collaboration with drug maker AstraZeneca, issued a statement Tuesday saying the current vaccines have continued to provide very high levels of protection against severe disease, and there's no evidence so far that Omicron is any different. The university added that if necessary, it has the tools and processes to develop for the development of an updated COVID-19 vaccine. This is VOA News. A meeting of NATO foreign ministers convened Tuesday at the Latvian capital, Riga, and opened as expected.